Alrighty, good Wednesday morning, all. We've got a local resident doing very, very good in New York City, at least thus far. And we go to the phone. She grew up in New Albany. She's a professional tennis player, and she quit OSU to go pro, if my bio is correct. But we got her on the line. Francesca DiLorenzo, good morning, Francesca.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are very good. Thank you so much for calling in. So how has the week been so far?
Oh, it's been incredible. I'm a little shocked that I'm still here, but obviously excited to still be in New York playing and couldn't be happier right now.
Now, how long have you been playing? I mean, for someone to decide to leave school and to go pro, it's got to be something you've loved and done forever.
Yeah, I would say I first picked up a racket when I was 6, but I never really started playing until I was like 10 or 11, so for the tennis world, that's considered a little bit late, I think. But yeah, and then after that, I started getting into it. But yeah, my first tournaments weren't really until I was like 11 years old.
Well, good, then I still have a chance.
And how old are you? And how old are you now, Francesca?
I just turned 21.
21. So yeah, you've only got a decade in, and congratulations.
No kidding.
Who did you win? Because I know the bulk of coverage will be this weekend over Labor Day, as it is every year for the U.S. Open. But so forgive me, but who did you beat to advance?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Christina McHale, another American.
Now, had you played her before?
No, I've never played her before, but obviously a lot of us Americans know each other. So
yeah.
Right.
In the fall, we practiced a bit at the same center. So we knew each other, but never played against each other.
What are your thoughts on Serena in the tutu? We had to laugh when we saw that photo this morning.
She's always looking to stand out a bit.
Yeah.
So always unique. So I think that's good. Not my style, but it's a good look for her.
Well, let's talk about what your style is.
I'm pretty simple. Right now I'm wearing like a lot of red, white, and blue from Fila. So that's what they give me, and I really like it. So I just, simple stuff, nothing, no tutus for me, I think.
Yet.
Now, you've been you had been to New York City before, right?
Yes. I came last year and a couple years before also for the Open.
Because, I mean, the response, I was watching a little bit of Federer last night. That's the U.S. Open's a pretty, pretty big deal.
Yeah, I mean, the atmosphere here is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Everyone's here. I mean, to be playing in the U.S., having everyone cheering for you. Yesterday during my match, there were a bunch of Ohio State fans and some people from New Albany, where I'm from as well. So that was awesome to have that support.
How long had you played for Ohio State before you turned pro?
I played for 2 years.
Two years.
I was going to be a junior. I took the fall off and then decided about last November that I was going to not come back, and I was going to turn pro.
And what were you studying? I mean, that's got to be a pretty big decision, knowing, hey, listen, I'm going to school, but I'm doing also what I love, and now I'm just going to leave it all behind and go pro.
Yeah, I was just about to go into business, so I never really went into that because I was finishing all my GEs since I did my 2 years, but had I gone back for the third year, I would have started in that major and probably sports industry as well.
That makes sense.
I hadn't really decided. Yeah, something with sports. I love it, so I gotta do something active, I think.
All right, so do you know who your next opponent is yet, or are those matches today?
No, I know that I play tomorrow against Kiki Bertens of the Netherlands.
So
yeah.
Formidable
tomorrow
opponent?
Is Thursday against the Netherlands. What time will that be so we can set our DVRs?
I'm not sure yet, actually. The schedule comes out tonight, so I'll find out later on today.
Well, Francesca, good luck to you. You're a local gal, done well, and we couldn't be more proud of you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good luck to you.
When does the season wrap up for you?
Probably around November. I'll take a couple weeks off and then go into preseason training for next year.
Well, I know our producer got a hold of you through Facebook there, so stay in touch, and we're happy to help you out as you go along here.
All right, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.